Hi, this is Elaine, your host for Dr. Tong's Freedom from Pain audio program. As you know, this program is designed to show listeners that acquired chronic disorders, all mental and physical, are all curable through Dr. Tong's treatments. We're going to prove this to you by regularly interviewing Dr. Tong's patients and having them share their stories with us. You'll see how dramatically most chronic pain and other ailments can be eliminated with a combination of Eastern and Western medicine without the side effects of drugs or surgery. Now today we have with us Mike from Long Beach. Mike, can you tell us what did you see Dr. Tong for before you came back to see him?
Initially I saw Dr. Tong for arthritis and a lot of stiffness I was having all through my back. And just after one treatment, I noticed drastic difference. So I came back, and after two or three times, it was all gone. I had a sciatica problem also, and they also applied acupuncture to that, and the combination of the two, the sciatica never returned, and the treatments worked wonders.
What did Dr. Tong think was the problem causing your pain, your arthritis pain, in the first place?
I found out through Dr. Tong that it was actually caused by toxins that were in my blood, which I came into contact through work. I was an industrial painter at the time, and the chemicals from the paint were actually getting into my bloodstream,
mm-hmm.
and they had started doing damage to my liver, and still to this day I have problems with the liver, and I'm finding out now that that is why I am having a lot of the problems that I still have today. It's because that underlying problem, the liver, wasn't completely treated to bring it back to where it's able to fight off the problems that I'm having now, which is now cancer.
Now, so was Dr. Tong, was he treating you for your cancer, or what happened when you found out you had cancer?
At that time, Dr. Tong was not treating me for cancer. He did not know that I had cancer until just recently. What had happened is the insurances only allow 12 visits per year, and if the insurances don't pay, then these treatments can get to be quite expensive, and the normal person, such as myself, cannot afford to pay, so I was forced to stop coming back because I could not afford it financially, for the insurances were not paying. So I stopped going to see Dr. Tong until the following year.
No.
When I went back to try to see Dr. Tong, I could not find him.
Mm-hmm.
In the meantime, all these problems stemming from the problem with the liver were continuing and getting worse and worse. And Dr. Tong was also very instrumental in helping me get transferred out of the paint shop where I was working, so that my involvement with the chemicals that were destroying my liver, they were gone now. And I noticed a big difference not being exposed to these chemicals. Excuse me. And since then, I've got better, but the underlying problem with the liver still needs to be treated.
So what doctors did you see for your cancer after you couldn't find Dr. Tong?
I saw an oncologist, Dr. Chan. Another one was Dr. Chien. They are both in Los Alamitos.
And what did they do for you?
They just told me, they gave me tests, bone scans and CTs. And they told me that it was a chondrosarcoma, and it was the only way it could be taken care of was to be cut out, because research in the past on chondrosarcoma, they had determined that nothing kills it. No chemo, no radiation will not kill it.
Mm-hmm.
So they determined they had to cut it out, which, you know, it's pretty drastic surgery. They had to remove three of my ribs from my chest over my heart, which cause a lot of pain and suffering, not just physical pain, but emotional and stress-wise too. I lost a lot of time from work. Like I said, a lot of emotional and not just the physical pain, but it just caused a lot of problems with the family and everything too.
Mm-hmm.
I was irritable and cranky from all the pain, and I wanted to get down and play with the kids, and I couldn't do that. If they just wanted to hug me or something, it was terrible. Yep. The shaking, sometimes I would shake uncontrollable from it. And I really didn't know what to do because the doctors I was seeing didn't know what to do either. They would just give me more medication, and it wouldn't make it any better. The problem wasn't going away because they were not treating the underlying symptom, which was the liver. Dr. Tong, when I came back to see him, realized that it was still the liver that was the problem, and he is now treating me for that, and hopefully I'm on the road back to recovery.
Okay. So how could you compare how his treatments helped you versus treatments from other doctors? How did you feel after his treatments?
I feel a big difference right away from Dr. Tong. I feel the pain is gone. I feel circulation back in my body, which I haven't felt for a long time. My movement is much easier and simpler. I don't feel so stiff and sore anymore. This is after the second treatment. And the more treatments I get, of course, the better I am.
What happened after your first treatment with Dr. Tong?
As I mentioned, the soreness and pain was gone before I even walked out of the office.
Mm-hmm.
And it stayed gone until the next morning, and when it came back the next morning, it was not as bad. It was reduced to not even half what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So I know from that, with just probably a few more treatments, it should be gone, and then Dr. Tong will just be able to treat the liver problem.
Now, has his treatments helped you emotionally? How are you mentally right now?
I feel much better mentally and emotionally, both. I feel calmer, less stressed out, and I feel like I'm getting better. I feel like I've come back to the right place.
Now, how much medication were you taking before?
The medication I was taking was ibuprofen, 800 milligrams. I was taking that every 6 hours. And if I didn't take that medication, I would go right back to feeling sore right away.
Mm-hmm.
If I missed a dose, within an hour, I would get so sore, I was getting really bad headaches and everything.
Mm-hmm.
The hydrocodone was for the breakthrough pain that the ibuprofen didn't take care of. And initially I was taking one of those a day. But after the cancer surgery, that was up to two or three every 2 to 3 hours after
mm-hmm.
the surgery. And then it went down every 4 hours. Every 6 hours, every 8 hours, gradually. And now since I've been seeing Dr. Tong, I take no more of that medication at all.
Mm.
And so far, it's all been good.
That's great. Okay, so we'll follow up later with your progress, and thank you for joining us today. If anyone wants to ask Mike about his experience with Dr. Tong's treatments, you can call our office at 714-556-8664. Thank you.